This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
And the story was foretold. We knew this day would come.
Yes. Some are happy, some are not.
The robots have taken over.
Don't tell Grizz.
And the robots have arrived. Steve Grzanich, you're on the seventh floor. You may be safe there. I can't be sure.
I see somebody with their fingers like pinching your head right in front of your head.
No, that's an old bit from Kids in the Hall.
They're playing Jenga, she said.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I will pinch your head.
Remember when you take a picture and you hold like the Sears Tower?
Yeah. I have friends here in studio, new friends, because they could kill me with their bare robots. Let's start and say hello to both of you. Your name is?
Amanda Signorelli.
Amanda, you're from?
I'm from Tech Week. I'm the CEO of Tech Week.
And Tech Week is happening all week because that's why they call it Tech Week. So you don't think I'm technically advanced. Clearly I am. We live in a technological age, and yet I was able to figure that out. Are you as impressed as I am?
I am.
Yeah, I thought so. Give me a couple of Tech Week highlights.
So the big thing for us is, first and foremost, we're going to have a holographic dog. We're going to have a series of robots. We're going to have virtual reality Jenga, which is pretty cool.
That's what you're playing now?
That's what we're playing now. I'm not very good at it, I'm going to be honest. Then we also have virtual reality beer pong, which is another way to do it without the alcohol, even better. And then on top of it, we have some of the more serious events along the lines of the content series with our CEO speaking on Thursday, hiring fairs, and then also being able to kick off the week over at MillerCoors, whose innovation district is actually going to be hosting us for the evening.
A very jam-packed deal.
Absolutely.
All right. Information where?
Techweek.com/Chicago.
All right. Let me go to Adam now. Adam is sitting here to my left. Adam, where are you from?
I'm from the Nerdery.
The Nerdery. You drive in on the Eisenhower. You'll see a building, mid-rise building. And you'll see the Nerdery on the side of it. You go, well, what is that? It's a bunch of Amish technological people. They've got like a, they've got a loom in there. They're making things. What are they doing? But the Nerdery is what?
We are a hive mind of engineers that like to solve tough problems. And we also like to tinker and build new different things. We work with rather big clients. And we also do cutting edge things for people that want to see and do different things in the technological space.
So I think about 1871, the hub for all the startups. But those are a million different business ideas. You guys focus specifically on what?
Well, we focus on landing the best result for our customer based on their technological need.
So they bring you a need, and you figure out what you can do for the need.
Absolutely.
Using all forms of technology.
All forms of technology.
It's a pretty cool gig.
Yeah, and consulting and digging in and helping them solve some of their hardest problems and, you know, get through all their business needs, too. So we also try to focus on adding adding business value to some of the tech they're trying, and we also try to deliver on some of the things and their goals that they're...
But we're not talking about, hey, I really need to get rid of my fax machine. We're talking about high-end stuff, aren't we?
Absolutely.
So give me an example. Like, what would somebody come to you for?
Somebody may come to us and say, all right, so the paradigm is shifting, and we need to move off of our old platform, and we need to go into a microservices environment where we're moving the speed of technology and the speed of light, and we need to do a lift and shift, and we can't do this by ourselves. And can you do it?
Increasing, therefore, the speed of sales, the speed of marketing, the speed of message, the buzz, all of those things?
Absolutely. Or delivering on some mobile technologies that'll help deliver products faster for customers.
An example of something super disruptive is, what could you do using the same technology we have here with Charlie that could change the way somebody lives and operates in, say, 10 years?
Absolutely. So with Charlie, we have echolocation along with...
Oh, you explain who Charlie is.
So Charlie is our holographic dog at the Nerdery. Charlie will...
And for those of you watching on CLTV, now you're going to get a sense of what's talking in the room, but you won't actually see Charlie, correct?
Right. Well, you will see Charlie if you come to Nerdery for Tech Night.
But a good way to imagine it is, think about your very friendly golden retriever next door, his very floppy ears staring at you, and then immediately walking very close to him and him saying, hey, how are you? Let's keep talking, and then give you a joke.
This would be a cool dog because you wouldn't have to pick up any technological poop.
Right.
You wouldn't have to carry like a technological bag around behind the dog. You know what I'm saying?
This is so cool what we were doing. We were putting this on our – it looks like sunglasses.
Well, the VR glasses.
The VR – oh, yeah. Listen, look at you, Tech Week.
Well, it's actually a HoloLens.
That's my point. It's a HoloLens.
It's a HoloLens. It looks like we were grabbing the air. We're playing Jenga.
Yeah.
It's like virtual Jenga we're playing.
And it doesn't look like Mark Harmon's very good at it right now.
Struggling.
Mark, when you mess up, it wobbles, just like in real life.
Right. These fun and games thing help you come up with actual solutions, which I assume is the key to all things technological, right?
Well, absolutely.
We think all the brilliant kids from the Big Bang Theory are just playing games, but the games lead to the breakthroughs that lead to the next thing, next level.
Yeah. Hey, if you think about it, we'll be doing work with clients all week, and we have Hacky Hour at the Nerdery, where we come up with some of these really great, you know, kind of off-the-wall things that turn out to be, you know, breakthroughs in other technologies. Like I said, with this echolocation, this hologram, though fun and Charlie's cute, we could move past this, and we could find different ways to implement this with people with any disability or wayfinding inside of hospitals.
So
things
when
like
you
that.
When you do this, and this is the key to Tech Week as well, I assume, when you do this, when you go through at the end of Tech Week, somebody's light bulb may go off, and you may find some great discovery that you didn't have at the beginning of Tech Week.
Right. And that's the point.
That's how fast it's moving, though,
right? That's exactly how fast it's moving.
Crazy.
Is there anything that you can't? I thought it was amazing when there were the 3D printers, when you can actually make an object.
3D printers are so 2016.
They're in space now. It doesn't even matter.
I know,
but those we'll also have on Tuesday night of Tech Week. So you'll still have the 3D printers over at Capital One.
I think those were amazing, and especially for the medical field, the advances that, you know, you can make maybe not a prosthetic arm, obviously.
But still printing skin.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. Think about a burn victim who wants to be able to actually.
Absolutely.
Well, remember the woman we had in here? The woman whose job is literally to come up with new ways to do prosthetics through 3D printing.
Exactly, yeah. It was absolutely amazing.
So I've got a question. I love this
stuff. They're not going to hurt you.
No.
But they promise you they won't hurt
you.
I
get sick to my stomach for days after I use VR. Why is that, and how will that ever change? Am I never going to be able to do virtual reality?
I'll let the nerds answer that one.
It could be the uncanny valley where it's almost like roller coaster riding, or if you're in a car and you get car sick.
There's some people that are more susceptible to it?
Absolutely, because...
we tried this out for the opening bell, and I was down for almost a day and a half on the couch. Couldn't get back up.
So did you get dizzy?
Sick to my stomach, dizzy,
but I mean,
nauseous.
Like, are there other things in regular life that cause
roller
that for
coasters?
You? So that makes total sense to you guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I won't ever get VR?
There's augmented reality. There's other ways to get there, so you're not completely excluded yet.
All right.
Yeah, so you could still play our game, just not this one.
That'd be disappointing if I never did.
Yes.
Well, maybe take some Dramamine.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
All right, now let's talk about some of the robots you have other than your dog here.
All right.
So at your fingertips, what do you have? What is that right there?
This very adorable robot. Yeah. Right, we've got one in blue, one in pink, which is great. Both of them can go pretty far if you set them off, and I won't do it because otherwise he'll run into all of your gear.
Okay.
But these things will be wandering around the Capital One space during Tuesday of Tech Week, and this will be at their shop along with virtual reality, 3D printing, so you can test out different items.
Do you race those? I mean, what else do they do?
You can definitely race.
But are those geared up?
I'm telling you, the pink one's way faster.
Yeah, I got pink, Mark.
But are those geared up with like POV cameras and stuff?
These can tell where to go, and some of them will tell you not to run into somewhere. Here, you take the blue one.
Okay.
I just have a feeling they have cameras on them and they're watching you, Andrea.
I'll never tell you the truth. Never tell you the truth.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Let's put them on the ground.
Andrea's now talking into the truck.
Okay.
All right, so what are they doing? They're off mic. You explain to us what they're doing. They're just sampling the cars?
Yeah, so they're sampling those robots there. So like basically those won't run into anything.
I don't care if they run into something. It's a good time.
Yeah.
We are talking Tech Week and the Nerdery in particular. Now, not that you guys are short on business, but for people that want to know more about the Nerdery, where do you send them? Just to the website?
Yeah, thenerdery.com.
Yeah. The Nerdery or Nerdery?
Nerdery.
N-E-R-D-E-R-Y. Yep. Who was the founder?
Oh, there's the pink.
Mike Durheim.
And Mike Schmidt.
Yeah. Still involved?
Yes.
So you haven't cashed out quite yet?
Oh, no. It's still private.
Right. Here's the thing about my friend Adam here, who I just met a few minutes ago. So many times you run into folks that are code writers and different things of the highest mind in technology, and they have difficulty communicating to regular folks like me. You seem to be okay with talking to me. Will you wait till you get in the car and leave before you mock me, or will you do it here?
No, if you were worth mocking, I would totally mock you.
Oh, you'd mock
me
right
two over here.
I'm also told, too, that Charlie wants to speak.
Yeah, Charlie will mock you for sure.
Charlie can mock you.
Yeah. He absolutely will.
Is Charlie mic'd up?
Can we let Charlie mock him?
What does a Dalmatian say when he's scratching an itch?
What does Dalmatian say when he's scratching an itch?
Ah, that's the spot. Please come closer.
Okay, so Charlie's not funny. Charlie's cute, but Charlie's not funny.
No, wait till Charlie mocks you.
Maybe we could work on a little code writing with joke writers. I don't know. Kelly Chrissy. What did I miss there?
Please come closer. I can't smell you from all the way over there.
See, you laughed at that.
Well, it's funny because it's sad.
50-50.
Yeah. That was good. Will Charlie be on display?
Charlie will be on display.
All right, so where again and when?
All right, so big piece. Tech Week kicks off on Monday. We're going to start over at MillerCoors. We're going to end on Friday. We're going to be at Capital One on Tuesday, Nerdery with these guys and Charlie on Wednesday, then Venue 610 on Michigan on Thursday, and then end everything at the Connectory on Friday.
Are we really becoming one of the great tech cities in the world?
That's not mayor hype.
No, we already were. I don't know this becoming. We are.
Okay, easy, dude. Stand down a little bit.
We're just more relaxed, and we're not so overly confident about
it. But I think we need to hype it a little harder.
I believe so too.
Because I'm not knocking 1871, but it's way more than 1871. It's what you guys are doing at the Nerdery, and it's all things tech.
Yeah, no, 1871 has its place, and everybody, the people that are going there and doing those things, like those are absolutely great for the tech world and for the tech community. But there's other people doing other things too, and we're part of that.
I think the big piece here is the whole premise behind Tech Week is that we care about innovation in tech outside Silicon Valley. We believe that there are so many stories, great companies, great innovations that occur, but more often than not, people think if it's not from SF, it's not tech. But that's not true. To your point, Chicago is a fantastic ecosystem. We operate in 9 other markets. DC, great market. Dallas, great market. Kansas City, hub of big data right now. Great.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Massive piece, especially thanks to Cisco Smart Cities.
If you have people, I mean, there's probably
in Google Fiber
people listening who have great ideas, but I'm sure you get keep bombarded those to yourself. With ideas. I mean, do you welcome that? Do you want people to come up and say, hey, I have this idea, or no? Kind
absolutely.
Of
absolutely.
Like,
that's the whole premise behind being able to bring everyone together during Tech Week. Especially, great example. Have an idea of something that's very cool. Go to somewhere like the Nerdery. Say, hey, I want to get this done. And they'll help you think through creative ways of doing it, turning it into a problem that can then be a solution. That's really powerful. So come
it's
with
like the new Hollywood, right? Everybody, every waiter's got a script.
Sure. Everyone's got a startup.
Yeah, so everybody's got a startup. Up, everybody's got an idea.
Exactly.
Well, you guys are impressive.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
And where did Steve? Steve's hiding now. Steve, they're not going to get us. Steve, it's okay. The robots aren't going to hurt us.
Charlie may.
He's nervous.
Yeah, Grzanich, I'm telling you, Grzanich is a complete nerd and really knows this stuff. So I'm going
to. We
give
were just
you
talking about how cool it would be to work in the Nerdery all day.
Yeah.
Well, you should stop by.
I think we're going to change the newsroom name to the Nerdery.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, well, I'll give Nerdery you the last question to these guys because this is your world. You love this stuff.
Well, now you put me on the spot with a question.
Well, it's Tech Week. What do you want to? What do you want to do on Tech Week? We have access. We know these people. What do you want to go do on Tech Week? You should go by and do a story for this show.
Absolutely, we have this space.
I'm on my way. Yeah, I would love to. How about that?
All right, so let's do that. We're going to leave it at that. You're going to go for Tech Week, and you're going to do something special for the show. We do a video. A video was
really cool.
All right, you guys remember video?
What? Wait,
do you have a robot? A robot that shoots video? That would be kind of cool.
So now you're not even going. Now the robot's going.
The robot would be my cameraman. It would be my cameraman.
Right,
the robot.
You're right. His photographer.
Robot's taking over the world.
Sure.
One video.
Oh, now you're scaring him.
Now he's happy.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, he loves it.
I guess my question is there are you guys planning shutoff switches in these robots? Because we heard Elon Musk say, if we're going to have robots out there, we have to have a way to turn them off.
Need a master switch?
Is that real?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's a confidence.
You just go up behind
him,
like,
sure, Steve, whatever you need.
Click the button. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's a
master switch. You have to plan for every bug, right?
I feel better now.
Right? At one point, they will take over, so you have to, ensure that won't happen.
Okay, so explain this. When the robots take over, where are you hiding? Because you're going to get the memo early. So we just follow Adam.
Water. I would head to water.
Right. Damn, I'm
have
not
like a
strong
a little
swimmer.
Squirt gun to shoot water out of.
I don't want to mess around with some submarines. I'm going to go like for a cave. Just solve for that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're backed into a cave, though.
Steve, they have a smile on the front of them. I mean, what?
They're so friendly. They look
that's
friendly.
How they get you.
Yeah, that's true. Lure them in with a smile.
Watch out for that pink robot.
He's
make
aggressive.
Sure, make sure, yeah.
All right, real quick. You guys got on. Introduce the band before we go so everybody gets a little pub here. Our main man here with Jenga.
This is Michael Faulkner.
And Michael is everybody's best friend, but I believe he is actually the evil one because he's smiling and happy. And?
Dan Schmitz.
And what does Dan do?
He built the holographic dog here.
Look at you, Dan. And if anyone would like to adopt the holographic dog, that's a new thing we're doing as well.
Yeah.
And in this corner?
We're just on the Tech Week here.
And the names?
I'm Corey.
I'm Olivia.
There you go. Just want everybody to get a mention, right?
Absolutely. Thank you.
And Nerdery, we covered. For more on Tech Week, where are you sending people?
TechWeek.com/Chicago, and you'll find the schedule and all the events there, including Capital One and Nerdery, Robots, Holographic Dog.
Have a great week. Thank you for leaving all the cool stuff here. It's 9:29. Back in a moment on 7:20.